Bet Boys Quick Cast, Episode 4.
Let's get right into it here, Bet Boys Sam. So, there's lots of places that proclaim themselves the pizza capital of the world. The best pizza. We have the best pizza. This place has the best pizza. New York City, New Haven, Connecticut. I visited them all, and let me tell you what. I don't think there's better pizza, and call me a homer, but then Northeast Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we have all different types. I mean, we have our Old Forge style, which, you know, we claim we invented. We have round, we have square, we have Sicilian chicken wing, grandma style. We have it all, but I'm kind of with you too. There's just something about the pizza around here that, you know, when I venture elsewhere, I don't know if it's because I got those Homer taste buds, kind of like you, but the best elsewhere is still not better than what I believe that we have here.
I agree. So I actually lived in New Haven, Connecticut, which Dave Portnoy proclaimed the pizza capital of the world. It was good.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm pretty close to what he likes taste-wise.
Agreed.
So, you know, I do agree with him, you know, in a lot of things, but just being from here and we have a pizza place every, I don't know, block, it feels like, just kind of like, you know, when you go and there's bars all over the place, we have pizza places all over the place. So, I can run through at least 10 or 12 of them that I love, but I'll give you one of them that I love. I know you've had it before too. I'm a big Chandra's pizza fan.
Tell everybody a little bit Chandra's, about Chandra's.
Chandra's, high school friend of ours, didn't graduate in the same class. Family owns a pizza shop in NEPA. It's only open 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. It operates out of a shed. It looks like a shed that you would put a lawnmower into, like one of those sheds that it almost gets put together like Legos. Like you could just place it over.
It's a shed.
Yeah, it's and they push out pizza there at an incredible fashion. They are open from like 5:30 to 9, and you got to call in hours beforehand to get the pizza. They specialize in chicken wing pizza, which their chicken wing pizza is absolutely phenomenal. It is a square tray. It's thick. It's crunchy. They also, I know like a lot of pizza places, they don't use like marinara or tomato sauce when they do their chicken wing. They just use the chicken wing sauce. And they use very, I guess it's kind of like small chicken cubes that go on there.
Okay.
Their grandma style pizza. Do you know what I'm talking about when it's grandma style?
Oh, yeah.
It is phenomenal. It is absolutely phenomenal. I didn't even know they had it until I went to a holiday party over the summer. Maybe it was like the 4th of July or something. And, you know, they had the grandma style out there. And I was like, where is this from? And they said Chandra's. And I was like, Jesus. Just tastes like a giant mozzarella stick. And yes. I love that. Their regular pizza, also very good. Kind of like, I know it's not, but it kind of tastes like the deep fried dough, like the pre-deep fried pizza shells that we have around here. That's my favorite all-time pizza because I love a nice, delicious, crunchy cheese pizza. You don't get like, they don't put too much sauce on it. You're not going to get the cheese that falls or slides off. It's cooked to perfection. I always like to order mine just slightly cooked a little longer than normal. It's great price for what it is. It is very filling. Like, if you're going to get two cuts, it's going to typically be pretty good, but it's so good that you're just going to overindulge and eat like four or five.
And then hate yourself, but it's worth it.
I always used to joke around with the kid who works there. Like, I don't understand how you guys just don't open more. I forget his reasoning for it, but it is my favorite pizza in the area. I wouldn't say by a long shot because there is also some other really, really good pizza places around here, especially about the one that you're probably going to talk about. Just a great pizza. And every time I have friends or family or somebody who's comes and visits and I introduce them to these, they absolutely love it. So Chandra's Pizza, hidden gem in NEPA.
My Northeast Pennsylvania pizza of the week is Napoli's Pizza.
Great pizza.
Located on 26 South Main Street in Pittston, Pennsylvania. Feel free to give them a call. Say that the Bet Boys sent you, 570-654-6740. Let me tell you what, Napoli's Pizza has the best chicken wing pizza I've ever eaten in my entire life. Mm. Do you know what the sauce is?
No.
It's like a secret. It has to be a secret recipe.
Well, if it's a secret, then why would I know?
It is. When I tell you, you've had chicken wing pizza here or there. Napoli's chicken wing pizza is so near and dear to my heart.
I believe, if I'm wrong, it's got a little kick to it.
It's got a kick, yeah, it's got a tang, but it's thick.
It is, yeah, it is very, it's very close to taste-wise as Chandra's, but Chandra's doesn't have that kick to it. Like, Napoli's has, and I'm typically not like a hot flame guy, but just that little kick that Napoli's has, does that really do it? Yeah.
It's special. And one of my favorite parts about Napoli's is the guy who is working the counter owns the place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does it all.
So his daughters are now in college, which makes me feel old. But when you would go there when we were younger, the daughters would wait on your tables and clean your tables. They were 4 and 5 years old. His wife is making food in the back. Mm-hmm. He is cooking pizzas, running the restaurant, and busting your balls the entire time.
Yeah. Listen, he's working to register, cooking a pizza, and clean the toilet. He's do it. It's do it all. That's what you get in a family-owned business.
It is fantastic. So if you get a chance and you want the best chicken wing pizza or chicken wing stromboli in your entire life, I highly, highly encourage you to visit Napoli's in Pittston, PA. I would also recommend their Old Forge-style red pizza. So for those who are not familiar, pizza in Northeast Pennsylvania could be considered red, which means that it has sauce, or white, meaning that it doesn't have sauce. Their Old Forge style is different than the standard Old Forge that you're getting on Main Street Old Forge. It's a little thinner, little bigger, but it is top notch. It is excellent. And if you want a little side order, order yourself an order of the garlic balls, which are just little pieces of dough tossed in butter and garlic.
It's bread. Yeah, it's toasted bread.
It's delicious.
So it's a pie. It's a circle pizza. One of the best things about Napoli's chicken wing, it is one of the best next day in the oven pizzas you can get.
It's untouchable.
Put it the next day in the oven. That is like my favorite pizza. Any pizza next day in the oven is
same.
It's elite because you get the extra crunchiness without burning it.
Same.
But Napoli's it's just phenomenal. The next day in the oven, the way the bottom of that crust just browns up, and it's almost like biting into a cracker. It's awesome. I'm like drooling at the mouth here thinking about it. Now I'm gonna go home and pick up a pie on my way home.
Exactly. Well, anything else you got for Northeast Pennsylvania pizza, Bet Boy Sam?
No, but there is some other really, really, really good pizza places around here. What I call is the pizza capital of the world. I don't know. That's a stretch, but we do have a hell of a lot great, great pizza places too around here. Like when you come here, like we don't get Domino's or any of that chain stuff. There's just too much great stuff, great pizza places around here that you have the opportunity to get than rather farting around with any of that stuff. So if you ever get into the northeastern Pennsylvania area, especially if you're down in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, and you're hungry, just get to any family-owned pizza place.
And if you're new here and you live in Northeast Pennsylvania, make sure that you like and subscribe, follow along. We'll be doing some pizza reviews throughout the year. This is QuickCast episode 4. Make sure you follow us on at the Bet Boys Pod on X and at Bet Boys Slots on Instagram. Thank you for tuning in to the Bet Boys, and we will see you next week.